Hello, ladies and gents. Well, I am quite aware that I have posted an inordinate amount of poetry lately, and many of you are probably getting very sick of it. Much of what I've posted has been British, simply because I love the English poets, but I did throw in a few other things from time to time for good measure when I felt that the time was right. I wasn't planning on posting any more poetry, at least for a while. But then I got mulling a few things over this evening, and I realized that I have been most remiss in my duty as a lover of poetry and in my patriotism toward this country, because I completely failed before to post anything by the iconic Dennis Lee, who is one of Canada's best-known and much-loved poets. Now, Dennis Lee wrote mainly for children. He tried to take creatures of the imagination and situations and characters from nursery rhymes that he thought would interest children and put them in a situation where they could be found in the modern day. He started writing poetry in the 60s, but I'm happy to say that as far as I'm aware, he is still alive and well today. Even though he wrote for children, I think anyone of any age can appreciate this poetry. It's funny, it's witty, it's pithy, and very clever. So I really do think that adults and children alike can appreciate this. The first poem I'm going to read is called The Friends, and I know that it's inspired by A.A. Milne. In fact, I think he drew his inspiration for it from reading poems like Binker and Us Too from Now We Are Six. The Friends. When Egg and I sit down to tea, he never eats as much as me. And so, to help him out, I take a double share of chocolate cake. And when we get a special treat, he says he really couldn't eat, not even fudge or licorice loop or butterscotch caramel ice cream soup. And likewise, if the juice is fine, he always whispers, please drink mine. And since Egg is my special friend, I gulp it down to the bitter end. And Eggy says when I hug him tight, I'm glad I had an appetite. When Egg and I go out to play, his legs are always in the way, and so he seems to fall a lot, and always in a muddy spot. And since Egg is my special friend, I fall down too, and I pretend to cover myself with guck and dirt so Eggie's feelings won't be hurt. And when my mother starts to frown, I explain that Egg kept falling down. And she throws us both in the washing machine, and Eggie says, I'm glad you're clean. And when we go to bed at night, he sort of hates to shut the light. He mentions in a little voice, I hear a burglar kind of noise. And also, giants scare me most. And also, that looks like a ghost. And since Egg is my special friend, I say that ghosts are half pretend. I tell him everything's all right, and I hide in the covers with all my might, and then I get up and turn on the light. And when the room is friends again, we snuggle down like bears in a den or hibernating in a cave. And Eggie says, I'm glad we're brave. Lying on things. After it snows, I go and lie on things. I lie on my back and make snow angel wings. I lie on my front and powder puff my nose. I always lie on things right after it snows. Now I should add a footnote here and say that I posted that poem because when I was a child, I did the exact same thing that the poet does. I loved to lie on things when it snowed. Billy Batter. Billy Batter, what's the matter? How come you're so sad? I lost my cat in the laundromat, and a dragon ran off with my dad. My dad! A dragon ran off with my dad. Billy Batter, what's the matter? How come you're so glum? I ripped my jeans on the Coke machines, and a monster ran off with my mum. My mum! A monster ran off with my mum. Billy Batter, now you're better, happy as a tack. The dragon's gone to Saskatchewan, the monster fell in a wishing well, the cat showed up with a newborn pup, I fixed the rips with potato chips, And my dad and my mum came back. My dad and my mum came back. I'm going to post one last poem called Windshield Wipers. And the reason for this is that when I was a child, I loved the sound of windshield wipers. I found it fascinating for some reason, that the squeaky noises and the rhythms that they could make. And also, if I heard them enough, they would put me to sleep. So, as a child, this was my very favorite Dennis Lee poem. Windshield wipers. Windshield wipers, wipe away the rain. Please bring the sunshine back again. Windshield wipers, clean our car. The fields are green and we're traveling far. My father's coat is warm, my mother's lap is deep. Windshield wipers, carry me to sleep. And when I wake, the sun will be a golden home surrounding me. But if that rain gets worse instead, I want to sleep till I'm in my bed. Windshield wipers, wipe away the rain. Please bring the sunshine back again.